forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with
doubt. All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And didn't have much time with Jack. He's very, very busy today. But what I'm going to do the second hour here, folks, is I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. And I'm real curious to know if any of you out there have had any experiences of late, and if so, how dismal, if any, there are with police pulling you over or having stops throughout the country and, you know, demanding you out of papers, please. Because I'm trying to keep a handle, I'm trying to keep a thermometer on just how serious this is getting, folks. But quick note, I want to mention, I just sat down here from my break taking my afternoon car to Vite, and for all of you that want to be able to run laps around the block, you want to call Don Wiskin at 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. Call Don Wiskin from Car to Vite and tell him that I suggested you give him a call. Good product, works very well, folks. I'll tell you what, I'm really concerned, and I talk to Jack every once in a while to find out. I want to get some kind of a handle, and I know you guys do too, as to what percentage of the police and military really are awake. I mean, we've got these guys that are all over there. They're kind of stuck. A lot of them have been over there on 3, 4, 5 tours of duty, and they have to by now. Occupation, I'll call it. It's not really a war. They have to be looking around, seeing what's going on. And I'm not talking about the diehard ones that grew up playing video games and they love to shoot people, but I'm talking about the critical thinking, intelligent, you know, officers that are over there, and the enlisted men that are over there, and they're looking around. They're seeing this gigantic complex called the Green Zone being built. They're seeing these 14 military bases that are being built. They're being ordered to execute people. There's been over 1 million Iraqis that have died now. There's over close to 4 million, if not a little bit over, that have been displaced, that are now refugees. And anybody that has any intelligence whatsoever has to be looking around at this particular point in time and saying, I smell a rat. Not to mention that the families of these people throughout their correspondence, and unless, of course, they are censoring their mail, snail mail. I'm not sure about their emails, whether they're available. I know they've been banned, from what I understand, from some of the websites and so forth. They're not able to go in and read or do any investigative research for themselves. But Jack had mentioned that these mercenaries are being set up. They're coming over, and their programs being put in place to put them in charge of counties. Now, I want to make the difference here, or I want to clarify the difference between the mercenaries, which are private contracting individuals, and the military, okay? Because these people that are evidently being set up to go in there and take charge of the county and have the sheriff as their underling are not military. They are private mercenary contractors. This is a serious issue, folks, and I'm going to stay on top of that issue, but also it brings into play, you know, I haven't spoke about this in a long time, but we have the soldiers, the military over there that are experiencing the effects of the depleted uranium. They have literally poisoned that country. And we're starting to see the effects of it from the soldiers coming back right now that, well, first of all, they have limbs that are blown off. We've got the Veterans Administration that is doing the quick song and dance around, and they're having a very difficult time getting medical treatment. I'm going to go into an article when I get back to the break on that. But we also have the concern of, you know, the depleted uranium getting into their DNA and causing defects in their offspring. So this is a major concern, and I'm sure that by now a lot of the military that are over there are starting to see the effects of that through their own deterioration of their health. So with that, and that's not a good thing, but hopefully it's something that's going to wake these people up even further to smell that rat and to eventually do something about it. We'll be back in 3, and I'm going to go into this article about a particular soldier that has come back, and this is his testimony. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Give me a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and evidently I've expanded my listening audience because the gentleman that penned the article that I read at the beginning of my show to the open letter to the tens of thousands of rogue cops, which, by the way, I agree with, happens to be on the line. Jen Kerwin, are you with me, sir?
Right here, Michael.
How are you?
Good. I just had a couple of things I wanted to add to what Jack said.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
That I thought you might be interested in. This whole thing began during the Reagan years, back around the times of those massive base closures.
Yes.
And it was put together in something called the Armageddon Plan, which they have since taken off the web. So it became something monstrous that was in play at the time, was visible, and was talked about and written about at the time, but is no longer traceable. The second thing I had to add is that in cities now, you don't have to wait to see these people. They're running around in white patrol cars, marked Immigration Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security, under the acronym of ICE, I-C-E. They're federal officers. They do not assist local police in anything having to do with real police work in the city. What they do is what Homeland Security is plotting and planning. It's very strange because we have a crime wave going on here at the moment, and still these ICE cars are in the streets. I stopped one the other day and asked if they were assisting the police with the crime wave, And they said, absolutely not. We're federal, is what they said, and drove off. They don't look like regular cops. They look like Blackwater. I just thought Jack should...
Yeah, what exactly, in your estimation, are they doing, Jim?
They're compiling facts and figures about the people they want to...
Exactly, and I'll tell you what, I haven't said anything about this on the air, but I'm going to say it today. These people, as far as my estimation, are not going around, quote, protecting Americans. They're going around infiltrating people's situations. They're compiling dossiers on people, and I know this firsthand because, as a lot of you know, I have and still do have a Scottish wife, of which was terminated from her employment just a couple of weeks ago by Homeland Security. And there is no real rhyme or reason why. We don't know, but they've been giving her a tremendous amount of attention for some reason lately, Jim. And matter of fact, she just had she had an appointment with immigration today to find out what she could do about getting her job back. And they basically told her nothing. They just took some information. They threw their hands up in the air. They apologized all over the place and told her they'd send her a letter, which is exactly what Homeland Security told her 2 weeks ago, Jim.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, yeah, again, in my estimation, oh, and by the way, they were asking, and I want to say a quick hello to all my friends out there from Homeland Security that are listening, because they were asking her a number of questions about me.
There was any connection at all between your radio
program.
Oh, I
think so. But, you know, I will say this, though, Jim. You know, if they want to question me, I would suggest that they question me. I'm a phone call away, okay? They don't need the hassle.
They don't like to do that. You know, they really do like the dark and damp and dank. They do believe in shadows and not being public with statements that people can then later ask them about.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, and I'll tell you, I'm getting very aggravated over it because this woman has done nothing to anybody, and they're making it putting a financial hardship on her for no apparent reason.
Just because they can.
Mm-hmm. And that aggravates me. So, okay, anything else you got for me,
Jim?
Just
one other thing, that when you were talking about InfraGuard, you said that it would be in the event of martial law. What he actually says in the article is, that InfraGuard was prepared to shoot to kill when martial law is enacted, not if.
Sorry. My mistake, sir.
And that's okay.
All right.
That's all I got.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, Jim. I appreciate your input, buddy. Okay. All right. Let's start taking some calls. Phone lines are loaded. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael, and then we'll go to Steve, Don, and TC. Go ahead, George.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you?
I got to say one thing. The city I live in, I am pretty fortunate. Because the policy of the police chief was that every police officer that patrols in this city has to live in this city, and I have five police officers that live within five blocks of me, going either way. And the thing is, like I say, the cops in this city are not bad at all. I mean, because we all know where they live, and believe me, they're not going to crack grandma's skull for no reason or taser somebody, you know, if they live in the very neighborhood. And one of the cops told me Homeland Security does not want police officers being connected with their community. They want them often like two counties over or the next county over, where the police officers don't have a connection to that community. And
that would make total sense. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And you know, the thing is, when I was down in like Hillsborough County, my friend's mother passed away in her sleep. I was with them. I was with his kids. We were going to go visit mom. Mom passed away in her sleep. So he calls 911. Fire department comes down, pronounces her dead. And yet, this young officer who lived in two counties over was giving the orders to seal off the area until the detectives come to measure for foul play. Well, anyway, this young officer sat there, handcuffed the father, threw him in the back of the squad car, and he said, they're going, could I at least call my wife to at least come take the kids? He goes, and he says, no, and he's going to call DCF to come take the kids. And yet the kids were all scared, and everybody was crying and everything. And, you know, he couldn't do nothing to me. But, you know, anyway, when the veteran officer came, he sat there and jumped in his young officer's face and sent him down the road and had to sit there and apologize to the kids and the And this guy, I mean, this guy, because this young officer goes, well, the guy looked like kind of distraught, like he might have murdered his mother. I'm like, well, gee, just found your mom dead. And the thing is, like, these young officers are not taught to communicate. They're not taught to do anything. They're taught to bark commands, and if they don't like, if they don't get them what they want, is to tase them or do something to them.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that, and I'm not sure about this, but I think in the course of their psychological testing that they are looking for somebody with an IQ below a certain number. But anyway, all right, thanks for the input. I appreciate your call. Phone lines are loaded, George, so I got to move on. Let's go next to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. I wanted to make a comment about the concentration camps. If there's any young people out in the audience that's having a hard time believing that our government would do that, I wanted to let them know that they've already done that. And, you know, back in the 40s, they had camps set up for Japanese-American citizens. And they used to come through my town, you know, in army trucks loaded down with men, women, and children, taking them to these camps. And they had a Supreme Court ruling back in 44 that says it is permissible to have these camps. And, in fact, one of the lines says, permissible to curtail the civil rights of people when there is a pressing public necessity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it all depends on who's deciding what a pressing public necessity is. But there has been camps, and you can bet they would set them up again under certain circumstances.
Oh, they're already setting them up. They're sitting there waiting. They're ready to go, and I have no doubt about that. Yeah, thanks for the input, Steve. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. We're going to go next to Don in East Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
How you doing, Michael?
Good. How are you, Don?
Not bad. Hey, real quick, like, answer to your first question.
Yes.
Earlier, the very beginning of your program.
Yes.
Go to the America's Bulletin and research the individual and the articles through there as best as I can remember.
The America's Bulletin.
Remember that paper that I sent you?
It's been a while.
Okay. At any rate, the Americans Bulletin.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Okay, yes, I remember.
Go to that particular media format and research your question you have through there, because if I am remembering correctly, between 97 and 98, in that short time span, there was some articles that came out concerning that, including all the way up through 2003, I think.
Are we speaking of this Don Bradley fellow?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I'll do that when I get off the air today.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Don.
Answer the first question.
Appreciate it. What's that?
Second thing real quick, like.
Go ahead, hurry up.
Jack McLam in Kamiai County is experiencing the same thing that I'm experiencing, or we are experiencing here in Harney County, including the transition of county sheriff vehicles to all-white vehicles and the incorporation of black ops operative individuals into the policing agencies, per se. Not mm-hmm. former combat military personnel, but contract workers from Iraq.
Private contracting mercenaries, which they're not going to use that word, but yes.
That's what's happening here as well.
All right. Thank you, Don. Appreciate
Enjoy
the input.
It.
All right. Let's see. Next, we'll go to TC in Texas and then Clarence in Oklahoma after that. And, Clarence, I'll have to wait till after the break probably. I got a couple minutes. TC, go ahead.
Mike, I was surprised to hear about your Scottish wife. I'm going to say through the same baloney with my Vietnamese wife. I'll tell you about it later, though. I got dragged out of my taxi back in another job in 85, 92, 93, and 97. I'll just tell you about the last time the airport police in Austin, Texas hauled me out of my taxi and falsely accused me of assaulting a passenger. I could get into it deeper maybe next time. But, how much time you got, I'll tell you about it. It's a pretty interesting story. You want to make it brief?
Well, I'll tell you what, TC. I had another article I wanted to get into today, and I still got callers on the line here.
Okay, I'll make it quick. But it's if I could tell you in detail at some other time, it's really interesting the way it all worked out. I got exonerated this last time. But anyway, the reason for it being is the reason they arrested me is because I was on a nationwide talk show saying that the Roman Catholic Church is a satanic religion. And I was debating with priests and calling on Protestant programs and saying the Vatican and adding the charismatic movement was a satanic deception. And
Okay. I'll tell you what. I got to go to a break here. That's a subject for another day, TC.
Okay. But anyway, I know it's like four times.
All right, I got to go. Okay, all right. I got to go to a break. When I get back, I'll go to Clarence and then Felix. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. More to come.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And back to the phones. Let's first go to Clarence in Oklahoma, then Felix, then Ron. Go ahead, Clarence.
Yes, it's great to talk to you, Michael. You've had an excellent show today.
Well, thank you.
I want to tell you something else, that I've been in the belly of the beast. And you may, I worked for the federal government for 32 years, not counting 3 years in the Air Force.
Okay.
I'm trying to get myself together here because, it's somewhat emotional at times when I think about it. I'm retired now.
Uh-huh.
So when I think about it, people would not believe what goes on in there. They would not believe the backbiting, the corruption, the favoritism. They would never believe it.
What position in federal government did you occupy, Clarence?
I at first hired in as a Department of Defense police officer. Because I was in the Air Force Security Police before that. But then I was put in, I had to get out because they did away with them. They didn't like civilian police. They did not care for civilian police. And so I said, okay, we're here. And so I ended up in the rest of the... The whole thing is they redo the airplanes, and so it's really not important what I did. What's important is what I saw.
So you saw favoritism. You probably, if I might guess, you probably saw people that did corrupt things that were promoted, and the people that were honest and integral stayed where they were. Am I right?
You absolutely hit that nail right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I saw, and I'm calling just to back you up. If anybody out there says they think, well, you weren't there, you don't know, I'll back you up on that because I saw it.
Okay. Yeah, it all makes sense. Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate your input, Clarence. Honestly,
all right,
I
well,
do.
You take care, and I just wanted to just put that out there and let people know that they say you get the government you pay for. Well, you get more than the government you pay for. And
yeah, it's not what we want.
It's not the people we want, you know, to do it. So you take care.
All right. Thank you, Clarence. Thanks for the call. Okay, next up is Felix in Mississippi. Felix, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good evening, Herzog.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. Something for you and your listeners to think about. You're talking about the military and the police. I'm an old non-vet.
Okay.
I remember the oath of office I took burned into my brain. Well, my 18-year-old nephew was up here a couple of weeks ago at a little small Mardi Gras party we had, and he just enlisted. And I asked him to give me his oath of office. What oath did they give him when they initiated him into the Army? And they added a little something to this oath that we didn't take when we went to Vietnam.
Really?
Really.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, the oath of office says you will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. Well, my nephew says, no, they added, that's not the whole thing. I said, well, spot it to me, son. He says, we are to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and obey all orders given by the President of the United States.
Ah.
All orders. Emphasis on all.
Uh-huh. And so they didn't really elaborate whether those orders would be constitutional or not, though.
That's correct. They didn't. It doesn't matter whether they're constitutional or not. All orders given by the president is what my nephew told me.
And that would be a basic conflict of interest because I can't remember any order that Bush has given that was constitutional.
I'm just telling you what they're doing to these young kids that are enlisting today.
Uh-huh.
They didn't do it in 69. I can tell you that for sure, because I enlisted in 69. They didn't do it in 69.
No, that's fascinating. That's very interesting. And what he just enlisted recently, Felix?
He enlisted about 2 months ago.
Oh, my. Yeah. Did you at any point try to ask him where his head was at when he enlisted, or did you try to talk him out of it, or did you try to make him aware of what he was enlisting into or any of that stuff?
I had numerous talks with him, but he's in... static about jumping out airplanes, and I told him it's fun, and at his age it was fun when I did it. But that's what he intends on doing, which is a great thing, I guess. Of course, when you get my age, you really I don't believe I'd want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane anymore.
I hear you. I'm a pilot, and I've never jumped out, and I would never want to. But that's fascinating. And Felix, I really appreciate that information. For all the listening audience, you heard that. Now it's obey any order that the Fuhrer gives. All right. Thanks for the call, Felix. Appreciate the input.
All right.
Let's go to Ron in New Jersey. Ron, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I was listening to a gentleman by the name of Al Cuppet. Do you know who he is?
Who?
Al Cuppet.
I've heard the name.
Okay, well, he was a special officer in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he talks about the concentration camps, the guillotines that they brought to these camps, and that there are mobile units of gas chambers on these big semis rolling around the country actually killing people right now.
Mobile right now.
Let
me ask you, we got a bad connection, Ron. Is this guy, Al Cuppet, is he, you heard him on the radio, is he a talk show host?
No, I've heard him on a few talk shows, but he is a special, he's retired now. He was a special officer to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he talks about.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We got to go to a break. Have you got something else? Because I'm going to Google this guy when I get off the air and see what I can find out about him. All right. Very good. Thanks for the call, Ron. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live with Phoenix, from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going to give you just one example here, folks, out of what is probably tens and tens of thousands. But I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to single in on this one personal experience here about the soldier says military ignores soldiers made gravely ill by tours. And I say tours because we know they're getting stuck over there for 2, 3, 4, 5 tours in Iraq. But specifically, Sergeant Stanford Mendenhall is a member of the United States Army's famed Fighting 69th Battalion, who's marooned at home with a variety of serious illnesses while struggling to stay alive. But for this soldier, the mother of all battles is taking place stateside, not in the distant sands of Iraq, where powerful sandstorms blow around all manner of filth and toxins, as Mendenhall experienced directly, i.e. depleted uranium. The Suffolk County, New York soldier understands that a number of other members of his battalion are a lot like him, once supremely healthy, only to serve in Iraq and come home physically and psychologically shattered from innumerable diseases that are both hard to explain and virtually impossible to treat. Mendenhall and his wife, Linda, strongly suspect that a significant cause is depleted uranium. The same culprit is suspected in the cancer deaths of young soldiers in their 20s as reported by the American Free Press last year. Almost at a total loss on what to do or help her husband, given the apparent unwillingness of the allegedly hostile military chain of command to help him, Linda explained their plight to the American Free Press. He can't work. She's working full-time, money is scarce, and aside from sundry exams and some back surgery, the soldier claimed he has gone more than 2 years without proper medical care since leaving the battle theater. Mendenhall, who is now 45, having left Iraq in 2005 after just 1 year, has a number of vexing health problems. He said his problems started with persistent and severe back and chest pain, and that he now has chronic lung granuloma, sometimes linked to TB, along with pulmonary hypertension, osteoporosis, low testosterone, and a metabolic bone disease that has befuddled doctors at the Mayo Clinic. Blacks such as Mendenhall rarely get osteoporosis, he said, and it does not run in his family. His wife said he started out with a less severe osteoporia, but it remarkably came full-blown osteoporosis in or about a year from the 2006 to 2007. The Mayo Clinic doctors felt they could not treat Mendenhall and advised he get medical treatment from the Veterans Administration or a specialized military hospital such as Walter Reed. Depleted uranium, or DU, first was widely used as a weapons component by U.S. forces in the first Gulf War. It's an ultra-dense metallic substance, and I know you guys probably know this, that's used defensively in armor and is extensively used as a super-hard penetrating agent on the tip of explosive rounds to easily demolish armored vehicles and other hardened targets. Its detonation by U.S. forces, however, exposes combatants on both sides as well as civilians to radioactive fragments and aerosols, among other types of toxic fallout. It is dangerous and must be handled according to strict guidelines. When widely used, it can contaminate soil and water and can be ingested by unprotected troops and other people via the skin, through the lungs, open wounds, etc. Other health hazards for soldiers cannot be written off. They include experimental vaccines, insecticides, disease-bearing pests, etc. Linda recalled how healthy her husband was all his life until he served in Iraq in the infantry. She remembers him dashing out the door in the morning to work as a letter carrier. He worked for the post office, folks. He did heavy lifting all the time. He was one of those people who didn't even need an aspirin, she said. Today, however, Mendenhall, who served in the Army a total of 22 years but has not been discharged, can hardly lift a thing. A tumor developed on a fracture on his back. He and his wife also must struggle with a military establishment whose chain of command makes him attend medical evaluation board meetings that assess his status for possible disability payment authorization down the road. But they have not given him line of duty status that could get him on an express lane to a proper military medical facility. Do you see the runaround that they give you here? And I've had Art Bernclough up talking about that with the Veterans Administration folks. And these people, you know, they say support the troops and they send them over there. And they send them over there for a tour or two or three or four or five. And they come back and they've breathed depleted uranium. It alters their DNA and it makes them sicker than heck. And it shortens their life expectancy. And then they turn around and play games with them and not give them treatment. Is that supporting the troops, George Bush, for crying out loud? Let me continue. Then there is the polite brush off the Mendenhalls have repeatedly received from Senator Hillary Clinton. When the former First Lady's legislative office was asked to help Mendenhall get the right treatment, much of the same from Senator Charles Schumer, apparent concern expressed in return calls amid claims legislators cannot tell the military what to do. The Mendenhalls have approached several private hospitals, but were told that treatment must be obtained at military facilities. Yeah, what a joke. The runaround never seems to stop. Linda said she has placed 600 phone calls to Joseph J. Taluto, the adjutant general of the New York Army National Guard in Albany. The purpose was to inquire about transportation, medical referral to Walter Reed, and incapacitation pay issues. She said she sent Taluto 50 certified letters. But Taluto, whose position puts him just under the governor in charge of New York National Guard units, allegedly never responded. Other military bureaucrats are said to have intervened to cancel appointments. They told us that the whole battalion was contaminated with DU. The whole battalion, folks, and that's just one battalion. And how many battalions do we have over there? And how many of them have gone back second, third, fourth, fifth times? Referring to a family readiness group meeting routinely assembled for all deployed battalions to meet with spouses and parents of soldiers. They told them that the whole battalion was contaminated with VU. Linda said her husband, with whom she has had four children, at times seems like he could pass away. But they don't know what else to do other than to keep fighting. This is no longer the so-called, quote, war on terror, unquote, which was sparked by the 9/11 attacks. Instead, the war is here, against the very establishment for which the soldiers enlisted to fight. That's one example. Now, as we all know, everybody has their story. And, you know, I've read all kinds of stories from Dar Jamal, who's gone over to Iraq. Never had him on my show. I should get a hold to him. But he went over and reported on, what was it, Fallujah, I believe. But every individual is a human being. Every individual is affected. Every individual has a family, if not a wife and children, a parent, or parents, grandparents, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, and so forth. So every individual that goes over there, and how many soldiers have been over? How many do we have over there right now? What is it, 150,000 plus, not to count the other 100, then I don't even want to count these Blackwater mercenaries that are over there, you know, to pay to kill, that have no allegiance to any nation. They'll just kill whoever they save for their $600 to $1,000 a day that they get for, you know, snuffing out, what do they call him, Haji? They treat him like they're some kind of an insect, which is disgusting to me. And then we have Officer Jack McLam coming on the show telling me that these people are coming to a county near you, in your county, overseeing your sheriffs, of which Don in East Oregon just called in and affirmed that that's what they're doing. Are they doing that here in this county? What about with Sheriff Joe Arpaio? Maybe I should get a hold to him and see if that indeed is going on. And I wonder if he's all for it. Well, I don't know. He's a pretty egotistical guy. I don't know if he'd be taking orders from anybody. But at any rate, getting back to what I was talking about, we've got well over 100,000. I think at the high point was 165,000. There's reports that have come out, and I think Jim Kerwin supplied me with this. The actual Veterans Administration numbers of the deceased since the Gulf War are 73,000 some odd, 73,500. And then the disabled are upwards of how many hundreds of thousands? And all of these disabled people that are fortunate enough to come back, limbs or no limbs, psychological impairments or not, I don't know how you could go over there and do what you do and not come back with some kind of a psychological impairment, then are given the runaround by our own Veterans Administration, our own public officials, one specifically, Hillary Clinton, who is now running for president of the United States. You've got to scratch your head and ask yourself, who are these people? What are their thoughts? The mind-numb, dumbed-down, mesmerized, hypnotized American public that doesn't have a clue what's going on. And if any of you out there are sitting there just listening to the radio so you can, you know, be a hit at a cocktail party, I'm asking you, it's time to get up and speak out. Please, folks, invite these people, if nothing else. Put a bumper sticker on your car. Invite them to listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, because I tell you what, you guys out there are awake. You have more of an education. And I'm not crediting it to me. I'm crediting it to the rest of RB, and I'm credited to the other alternative networks, Alex Jones, okay? It doesn't make any difference. The fact is, because of, and I'll give Alex Jones and John Stabmiller credit, those are the two guys that woke me up, along with a couple other people that played, you know, indirect roles in it. Jim Fetzer was one. Some of the research, Michael Rivera was another one, the research that I used to do all the time, still do on whatreallyhappened.com. It wasn't until I took the initiative to wake up. And it wasn't until I died the death. It wasn't until I spent, and this is a bit of an exaggeration, but almost 2 months in recovery, crawling out from my bed, you know, paranoid as I could be, attending the nearest gun shows, for fear of what was about to happen, I recovered. It's like losing a loved one. And you've all been through it, at least at some particular juncture. You've been through it, some a little bit more abrupt than others. But you've all been through it, at least the veteran listeners out there. Okay, but once you do it, you can't unlearn what you've done. You've changed yourself forever because you took the initiative. But I want you to remember what you were like before you reached that juncture. Okay, and I want you to remember it's your responsibility, it's everybody's, all of the listeners' responsibility out there to spread the word. to share with people, to inform people, to educate people, to wake people up as to what's going on around you, okay? Because we've got to start at the grassroots level. We've got to get these corrupt politicians out of here. We've got to put people in that are integral, that have a responsibility and a duty to uphold the Constitution of the United States, the love for their fellow man. We've got to do something about this. We can't sit by and let these people continue to do this to us. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a rant. Tim Wingate, quit sending me these Skype messages. I'm getting tired of it, okay? Inform to do what? I just told him what to inform. Sorry, I'm talking to Tim Wingate right now. He keeps sending me Skype messages. All right, stop it, Timmy. At any rate, we bring this stuff to you at RBN on a regular basis. We bring you the news of the day. We try to paint a picture for you as to what's going on around you. And I know a lot of you, I'm preaching to the choir, and I know many of you know that. But again, it's the only analogy I give you. It's like a Cadillac sitting in the garage. If you don't put a key in it, brand new Cadillac, and drive it down the road, it's not going to get you anywhere. I'll go back to Freedom to Fascism. Okay, look what kind of an effect that movie has had. I really honestly believe, folks, on that subject for just a minute, I believe that that movie, Freedom to Fascism, has allowed us to wake enough people up to where the IRS is starting to have a problem now in their tax prosecutions. Okay, I really believe that to some degree it's made a difference. And if nothing else, as I said, put a bumper sticker on your car. Take or call RBN 1-800-724-2719. Talk to Sandra. Talk to Julie. Get 10 copies. Get 100 copies. Pass them out to your friends. Okay? Wake them up. We're on a timeline. No, Tim Wingate, it's not too late. Quit sending me Skype messages. Okay? It's not too late. We still have time. But we have to start this. I mean, you know, what was it, a telephone call that I got? The Trans-Texas Corridor. Yeah, I believe I got a telephone call yesterday. Can't remember the guy's name. I'm sorry for that. But this guy's in the fight. He's up to his eyeballs in the fight. And they've delayed the construction of the Trans-Texas Corridor. Okay? Had not enough people stood up to the plate down there in Texas and got on their political officials and got some of them kicked out, then they would be a far sight closer to completing that project than they are right now. They're behind schedule, and it's because of diligent, patriotic citizens like that caller I had yesterday. Please, folks, pick your subject. Pick your fight, whatever it may be, whether it be the medical facility and vaccinations, whether it be the IRS, whether it be illegal immigration, whether it be the North American Union. It doesn't make any difference. Pick one. And go for it. Get involved. Get into your community and get active. I've got so much here to cover. I've got so much news here. I'm not even going to get to it all today. But I'll tell you what. I got a big surprise for you. Excuse me. The big surprise is I've got another hour because John Stadtmiller, give me a drum roll, supposedly is going to be in for the second hour of his show. And guess who was elected to do the first hour? Me. So I'm going to take a couple of these atrocities in the first hour of John's show, and I'm going to carry them over. Because I'll tell you what, we've got all of these horrendous events going on throughout the world, and we're witness to it. And then we've got some of these total psychological idiots that are pushing for more war. And not in total ignorance, but in total denial of the repercussions of what's happening right now. And I'm sorry, I just got a message here from the board operator. It's not John. I guess John is still sick. It's Hesham Talawi is in the second hour. I apologize for that. I was under the impression. I was told that John would be there the second hour. That's my fault. Sorry. It's either my fault or it's the board operator's fault. Anyway, at any rate, I'm gonna carry this over in the second hour. We've got these same insane lunatics, these neocon Zionist lunatics that are still beating the war drums for more war. And we know what their agenda is, the New World Order. And the axis of evil, Iran, Syria, Venezuela, all these people that don't want to go along with the status quo, okay, they're being targeted. But there's people all over the world that are waking up. But I'm going to go into the first hour of John's show. I'm going to go into what neocon godfather Norman Podhoretz is trying to do to reignite the fires on Iran. And then I have some more atrocities here, which just blows me away, and I'll cover that the second half of the hour. But I couldn't get into this because it's too long of a read. Anyway, and I don't mean to, you know, I don't mean to bark on people, but I'll tell you, you know, what concerns me more than anything, guys, is not me. You know, I'm a 58-year-old man. But what concerns me more is I look around and see these young people that are growing up, and I have children. And I have a grandchild on the way. I have grandchildren. I have a newborn that'll be here in a couple of months, and I'm deeply concerned as to what kind of life that we're going to leave them with if we do not stand up to the plate and alleviate this horror that is showing itself around us. Have you given much thought to that? I want you to think about that. We'll be back in three. Final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Weekend, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to leave you today, folks, with some quotes. Just as a reminder, this is nothing new. We've been fighting this fight for hundreds of years, okay? But I want to make some things fresh in your memory. So I'm going to read you a few quotes here. This first one comes from the past CIA director who, according to this, was murdered, William Colby. Quote, "The Central Intelligence Agency owns everyone of any significance in the major media," unquote. Well, we all know that. Here's another one from a neocon that is currently occupying the White House, and I quote, "If you, Senator Wellstone, vote against the war in Iraq, the Bush administration will do whatever is necessary to get you. There will be severe ramifications for you and the state of Minnesota." That quote was made by Vice President Dick Cheney to Senator Paul Wellstone in October of 2002, just days before Wellstone's death in a suspicious airplane accident. So, tell me, was it an accident or was it an assassination? Here's another one. Sarah, if the American people had ever known the truth about what we Bushes have done to this nation, we would be chased down in the streets and lynched. That quote is by George Bush Sr. in 1992. And his son currently occupies the White House with that guy that I just made the last quote, or that I read the last quote from, Dick Cheney. When stupidity is considered patriotism, it is very unsafe to be intelligent. Quote by Isaac Asimov. I feel like that sometimes now. Here's another good one, folks, from the guy that currently occupies the highest office in the land, at least in this land. You can fool some of the people all of the time, and those are the ones you want to concentrate on. Quote George W. Bush. Why does that not surprise me? When once a public is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. Quote Thomas Jefferson. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Quote President Dwight D. Eisenhower in his farewell speech. The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. How many of those people do you know that live in denial? That was a quote by J. Edgar Hoover, FBI director, 1924 to 1972. It is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its corrupt feudal government, Thomas Paine. I have two great enemies, the Southern Army in front of me and the bankers in the rear. One of the two, the one at my rear, is the greatest foe. President Abraham Lincoln, he knew that, and we're still facing that today. And Ron Paul's up there just blasting it, trying to tell people and wake them up to get rid of the Federal Reserve. What are you doing? Get this one. Mossad role in 9/11? The Washington Times, folks. Army studies suggest the United States force of 20,000 by Rowan Scarborough, 5th of April, 2002. Israeli forces, a 500-pound guerrilla in Israel, well-armed and trained, operatives in both Gaza, the West Bank, known to disregard international law to accomplish their mission. Wildcard, ruthless and cunning, has the capability to target U.S. forces and make it look like a Palestinian Arab act. End of another day. I hope you remember those, folks. I'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. I'll be covering the first hour. Be back in 2 minutes. See you then.